Welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I am your host, Eileen Smith. And coming up in this episode, we'll talk about 5 ways you can grow your email subscriber list with YouTube. That this show is sponsored by ViewBix. ViewBix lets you add interactive apps to your videos that engage viewers and drive calls to action. Turn your viewers into action takers with ViewBix. Now, I wanted to tell you that ViewBix is absolutely 100% free. You can set up your account. Just go to basicblogtips.com/uses/ViewBix and you'll get started with your ViewBix players. Okay, now let's get into today's episode. And I want to start off by saying this. Many times when we first start our blogs or websites, we're not really sure what our goals are going to be. We may be just experimenting, or maybe we have an idea and later on that idea changes. Well, I know people tried to tell me this when I first started blogging and I didn't really pay them much attention. But it's very important to build an email list, particularly once you do start deciding on your goals. You can start building an email list so that even if you move to another site or another blog, or if something goes wrong with your blog, maybe you're in a partnership with someone and it doesn't work out, you should always be building an email list. Most traditionally, people build their email list from having some type of an opt-in form on their blog or on their website. But today, I want to talk about how you can build your list using YouTube videos. And when I talk about building your list with YouTube videos, just to be clear, there's a couple different ways you can do this. And even if you don't have a YouTube channel, you can still use the same method, because whatever it is you're talking about on your blog or your site, you can embed videos from other popular YouTubers on your blog. Now, that's not going to work for these first couple of techniques that I'm going to go over, but for the last two, they will. So let's start with the simplest way that anyone who has a YouTube account and who's posting videos up on YouTube can build their list. And that is by adding a link to your sign-up form in your video description. For example, I use AWeber, and each one of my sign-up forms has a unique URL. Well, I don't want to put that URL in my YouTube video descriptions. So I use a plugin called PrettyLink, but you don't have to use PrettyLink. You can use Bitly. You can use any URL shortener and add that link in your description. Now, let's just talk a little bit more about YouTube descriptions before we go any further. You should always have a link to your blog or your website as the first item in your YouTube video description. And I've got lots of videos to show the benefits of doing that. So I'm not going to go into that right here. But you also want to give as much of a description of what's going on in the video so that the search engines can pick up on your keywords and your key phrases. But towards the end, you'll want to add links to maybe your social media sites or anything that's relevant or related to that video. And of course, signing up for your email list, since you're the one who has produced the video, is absolutely relevant to the content. So add a link into your description. Now, one way you can also track the effectiveness of this is, as I mentioned before, with the Bitly URL shortener. You can track any Bitly URL link by adding the plus sign at the end. Bitly also allows you to customize your link, so you can make it bit.ly/ Miss Eileen Speaks Videos, whatever you want. Yet when you're customizing a link in Bitly, the only requirement is that no one else has ever used the link. So as long as you're customizing it with something that's branded for you, then you shouldn't run into that problem. So you can track that way to see how effective this is. Okay? As I mentioned, I'm using PrettyLink, and a lot of people use that plugin if they're WordPress bloggers. And I just made my sign up very simple. In fact, I have two, and I can track them in AWeber as well as in my PrettyLink stats. And that's basicblogtips.com/email. Then I also have basicblogtips.com/newsletter. Those are just two different forms. They basically, you know, have the same goal, is to just get people signed up to my email list. And every now and then I'll go and check to see how many signups have come in through those different forms. The number two way to grow your email list from YouTube videos is very simple and also free of charge. Ask. Simply ask people in the video to sign up for your email list. And you can do that at the beginning of the video. You can do it at the end. You can do it in the middle. It's up to you. But if you have good content and your stuff's valuable, people will sign up if you ask them. Trust me, it happens to me all the time. Okay, so that's a real simple tip, and it may seem like a little intuitive, but if you don't think to do it, it's not going to work for you. So go ahead and ask people in your video. All right, now this third method, I'm going to put this one in the middle because it's probably the most expensive, but it's one that I think if you have a small business, I think you'll find this one very effective. And I also think this is the one that most of you haven't even thought of. And that is SlideShare. Yes, SlideShare has a pro level of accounts that allows you to upload videos. And actually, I was watching a presentation about this the other day, about how people are uploading videos onto SlideShare that aren't getting any traffic or any traction over on YouTube. But as soon as they uploaded it to SlideShare, they started getting some views. And the person whose presentation I was watching, this was actually a presentation from SlideShare, and the guy who wrote the book called, hang on, let me get the name of that book for you. Okay, it's A Marketer's Guide to SlideShare, and it's from Todd Wheatland. And I watched a presentation that he did the other day. It was dynamite, because I've had a SlideShare Pro account for a while, and I've even uploaded some videos at the end of a couple of my presentations. And I went and I checked and I saw that I am getting traffic and I am getting signups from those videos. So what happens is at the very end of your presentation, people can reach out to you for more information about your presentation. And you may or may not know that LinkedIn purchased SlideShare not that long ago. So it's an excellent tool for people who are really trying to promote their business. SlideShare is a great content platform and it ranks very, very well in search engines. So put that one in your back pocket if you don't have the money for it right now. But if you're already making YouTube videos, and if you can afford the pro account right now, I think it's about $20 a month, or I'm not sure which level actually allows you to upload the videos, but go ahead and make the investment, because SlideShare is kind of the place to be, because, you know, things that are connected with LinkedIn are something that you should pay attention to. And, you know, people are kind of getting a little tired and bored with Facebook. I got to be honest with you. So it's very effective. Check out SlideShare. Okay, now we're going to move on to our number four. A number four way to get email subscribers with YouTube videos. This is the time when you don't even have to have your own YouTube account. You can use someone else's YouTube videos. And this is called the Lead Player plugin. It's a Lead Player plugin for WordPress. It allows you to, at some point in the video, stop the video and ask people to enter their email address. They can skip it. Or if you don't want them to skip it, and you're like, okay, you watched the first 50 seconds of the video, and I was telling you all this good stuff you're going to see in the video, but you got to subscribe if you want to see the rest, you can do that as well. Now, Lead Player lets you add one call to action, and I'm recommending that call to action be sign up for your email list. But then at the end of the video, you can also add another call to action. In that case, I would use subscribe to my YouTube channel. And I've gotten a few subscriptions to my YouTube channel from that. But Lead Player is a cool way to grow your email list. And like I said, you can use other people's videos. I mean, if people are allowing embedding on their video, then all you need is that URL of the video. And by the way, you're perfectly welcome to use any of my videos. And you guys know the kind of content that I put out, blogging, social media, anything about Google, Google Chrome, Google Analytics, Google Webmaster Tools. You know, starting to feel like a real Google girl. And YouTube. So you feel free to use any of my videos if you're using the Lead Player plugin. Okay, we're up to number five, which is really my very, very favorite and the most effective way to grow your email subscriber list with YouTube videos. Well, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. It's Vubix. That's right. Vubix, that's V-I-E-W-B-I-X. Vubix is the bomb. And I will tell you, for the past few months, I've been using Vubix. And not only am I growing my subscriber list, I am also, in full disclosure, I am also an affiliate of the Vubix, and it has done a great job for me. I'll tell you what's special about Vubix over any of the other methods that I mentioned before, and in particular versus Lead Player. Now, I like Lead Player, don't get me wrong, But Vuebix has it all over Lead Player, and here's why. First of all, you can embed YouTube, Vimeo, or Facebook videos, or any video where you have the URL. Okay? Secondly, it's free. You can try Vuebix for free. You can get a player from Vuebix for free. Okay, Lead Player you have to pay for. They don't have a free trial or anything like that. I was fortunate I won Lead Player in a contest. I probably never would have tried Lead Player if I wouldn't have won it in a contest. Because honestly, I was perfectly happy with Vuebix. And I've actually gone back to using Vuebix after I tested out Lead Player for a while. And here's the thing. Vuebix gives you stats. Vuebix lets you add apps, not just email signups. You can add your own branding to the video. For example, Vuebix comes with Vuebix adds a player header to your video. It's a little slim header up at the top, and you have a choice. You can put just the title of the video, or you can put a link to whatever it is that you're trying to promote. This is just in the header, okay? But you don't have to add the title if you don't want to. You can add your logo. You could change the colors of this player and the button. You can also customize that button however you want. That's just the player, which is like a, more like a little shell that you would put your video inside of. Then that's when you move on to adding the apps. Now, let me describe this to you. The apps appear on the right-hand side of the video. They're just a little icon that's over on the right-hand side. This is before you start to play the video. And the apps will pop out if someone hovers over them. They're interactive. They are so cool. Doesn't matter if you're using AWeber, Constant Contact, GetResponse, iContact, MailChimp. Okay, that's it on the different email lists you can use. ActiveCampaign, I'm sorry. Almost forgot that one. You can add a coupon, eBay, Flickr, a Google Maps. If you have a bricks and mortar business and you want people to easily be able to find your business, you use a Google Map. You could put a QR code, very effective. Also your Skype. SlideShare, which I mentioned earlier. Okay, you can put Yahoo Weather. You can put a listing of your recent YouTube videos there, or a video playlist. And this would just be a little icon that appears on the side. Now, the reason that I've decided that Vuebix is my number one method that I wanted to talk about today is because I took the time to go into my AWeber account and I compared all the URLs, because you know AWeber is the bomb. When you want to look for something, there is a feature there where you can say, I want to search all my subscribers and see which subscribers were added from a specific URL. And I took a list of some of the URLs where I have the Vuebix player, and I took a list of the URLs where I have the Lead Player plugin on the YouTube videos. Now, I got signups from both, okay? Very important, I did get signups from both, but overall, I got more signups with the Vuebix, and those signups, when I drilled down into the details to see if those people were opening my emails, if they were clicking on the links in my emails, Vuebix wins, hands down. Now, I got to tell you, because there's no way that I could just Even from going to Google Analytics, I wouldn't know this information. Even from going to the stats that I get off of ViewBix or the stats that I could get from Lead Player, which really you can only get those in Google Analytics. I wouldn't know this except for AWeber and their stats, because what ViewBix will tell you in their stats is how many people clicked on something. Same way, even in Google Analytics, when you look under events, that's where you're going to find your lead player. How many people saw your lead player forms? How many people submitted? How many people click skip? You'll see all of that. But it doesn't tell you how many people signed up. People can look at your form all day long. It doesn't mean they signed up. Plus, people can even submit the form. But if they don't confirm, see, you're only going to know that from AWeber. I don't know if MailChimp has this kind of stats. I don't know about iContact or any of those other ones. The only thing I ever use is AWeber, and you guys know I love AWeber. I've been to their headquarters more than once, and the people at AWeber are the bomb. And so I don't even care about all those other sign-up forms, but I know that you guys use them. So I want to let you know that you can use them with ViewBix. Okay, so that's what I'm finding. And when ViewBix says, we're gonna make your viewers action takers, I gotta say, it's not hype. I just spent 2 hours going through and looking, for example, I have my list in front of me. There may be six signups from one blog post. I looked at each and every sign up, each person. Don't get me wrong. When I say sign ups, that's just what I call them on this piece of paper. But I looked at each person, emails that I sent them, whether they opened them or not, which links they clicked on. And that it's very possible that some of these clicks are the ones that led to some sales of the affiliate products that I promote. So for me, ViewBix is a definite, because even if they didn't sign up from the ViewBix player, I know that they signed up on that page where the ViewBix video was embedded. Okay, so that got them in the mindset of, yeah, I need to subscribe to this list. So even if they use my sign-up form that's at the bottom of my blog post or the one that's over on the sidebar, it's because that video was there. And the other advantage of having a video there on your blog is that people are spending more time on your page. That's going to look really good in your Google Analytics. This is why my blog ranks so well. Because people spend a lot of time on my blog. They don't just go, eh, oh, blog post, yeah, I knew this, yeah, right, whatever. No, they know that when I have a video embedded, especially on one of the blog posts that I've written, they know that video is going to add value because I'm not going to waste my time making a video just because. Okay, so this is what I want you guys to do. This is my call to action to you. If you're using YouTube, make those videos stand out. Add that link in your description. Ask people to subscribe to your list. Get that SlideShare account if you can. Upload that video on SlideShare. Embed videos in your blog post, even when it's not your own video, if it's a good enough video and if it's relevant and if it's giving people what they want and the reason they came to your blog, it's still going to be a win for you, the person who made the video, and your subscriber. Use the Lead Player plugin, or my number one recommendation is to check out ViewBix. Well, before I go, I just want to say I reached a milestone. Speaking of YouTube, my YouTube subscribers have gone up over 1,000. Very, very pleased about that. Thanks to each and every one of you who's subscribing here at the podcast, over on YouTube, on my blog, on my email list. I really appreciate each and every one of you guys. You guys take care and happy blogging. Peace.